Bill Corrales died on Friday, aged 81. While he built up a radio empire, he started out with humble beginnings. Mr. Corrales took over the family business in Marrickville in Sydney as a teenager after his father died. From there, he branched out to running a bottle shop and then moved into the building sector. He was president of the Newtown Jets from 1979 to 1982. In 1987, he purchased his first radio station in Griffith, in southwestern New South Wales. That led to a lifelong love of radio. He went on to set up the Super Radio Network with stations across much of New South Wales, including 2SM in Sydney and Radio 97 in Tweed Heads. There are other stations in Queensland and another in Alice Springs. He had an amazing memory. He could remember facts and figures from years gone by and didn't need to have it all written down like most people. Mr. Corrales lived for his family. In March this year, he and his wife Pam marked 60 years of marriage, their diamond anniversary, for which they would have received a card from King Charles III. He was largely a private man that cared deeply for those around him. Bill was a very generous man and went out of his way to help others, but wanted little fuss made. In fact, he'd probably be surprised at the outpouring of grief following his passing. Bill is survived by his wife Pam and children John, George and Despina, and a number of grandchildren. He did a lot for the broadcasting industry and often said he wouldn't mind a stint behind the microphone, but instead he built up a radio network which spans large areas and let others do the talking. Another legend of the industry gone, but not forgotten. In Sydney, Diane Coveney Garland, Super Network News.